Hey everybody, just a quick word for our new friends over at Dimitri's Bloody Mary Seasonings before we start this week's show. You ever go to a bar and when you order a Bloody Mary, it either comes to you not spicy enough or way too spicy? Well, don't worry about that anymore because over at Dimitri's.com, you can order pre-made mixes of chilies and peppers, extra horseradish, chipotle habanero, and of course their classic recipe. And these are amazing. Let me tell you, they sent us along a whole box of stuff here. We've tried each four of the recipes, and by God, it's the best Bloody Mary you will ever have. Dimitri's Bloody Mary seasoning, perfect every time, in no time. Let's get started with the show. Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 108.
Woo!
And what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series.
I'm a joke maker.
I am your host, Aaron Roden.
Latina Fantastica.
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear hole. Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. See, we're not done yet. We're not down for the count. We may have been last week, and I'll tell you what. I'll explain why here in a moment. This week almost didn't happen either.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
It is hot. It is hot, and you'll probably hear in the background of this week's show we've got the fan on in the background, and it may make some noise back there. So I apologize for any latent buzz that you hear in the background, or people screeching by in their cars or mopeds down on the street below. But anyway, yeah, it's hot here in Seattle. It's been beautiful the last couple weeks, and that is part of the reason that there was no show last week. Plus, here we go. Here we go. We're just gonna go right into it, I guess. Okay. Check this out. So last weekend we have some friends over for a barbecue, just little get together, just a couple people, and laying Tatum down for a nap, and she vomits all over my wife. Yeah, we're starting the show off like that. Episode 108. We're starting the show off on a good on the right foot. Here, right? She just vomits, and then Sunday here in Seattle, last Sunday was super, super hot. You know, I think we got up into the 90s, may have been about 95, 93, 95, I don't know. It gets very, very hot in our place. And our little girl, our wonderful little girl, is she's got like six teeth coming in at the same time. They're driving her nuts. Plus, she was sick last week, and she was, fever of 102, and you could just feel the heat coming off of her body. It was terrible. I felt so sorry for our kiddo, you know, and it was painful to watch. It was real painful to watch. So, had a couple cancellations, people who couldn't make it to come on the show, so I was just like, you know what, screw it. We've got way too much to take care of. You know, and then this week rolls around, and had a real busy weekend. It's still super hot. Had another cancellation. Here's the thing. I know I've talked about this quite a few times in the past, but scheduling guests for this show is like pulling baby teeth. Or you know what it is? You know what's it's exactly like teething. That's what it is. It's teething. I just came up with that. It's exactly like teething. If I was an infant and my molars were coming in right now, it would be directly. What word am I looking for? It'd be very similar to trying to get guests to come on this show during the summer months, because everybody's going on vacation. Everybody wants to lay out in the sun on a weekend. They don't want to come to a hot dining room and record a podcast. Especially one that they've never heard of. Right? Damn it.
Damn it.
Anyway, yeah. Well, I hope you guys have been well for the last couple weeks. I did want to get something out here for you guys to listen to. And especially because we've got, you know, this sponsor that's going to be with us for the next two shows. Dimitri's Bloody Mary Seasoning. They were nice enough. This guy, Nace. I met Nace, last weekend at the Mandarin Gate. Went out there with buddies Luke and Camaro Kev of the Stack of Dimes podcast. And had just a, man, really whooped it up that night. I think I got home at like 11:30, and I was already. Luckily, I live very close to the Mandarin Gate, so no driving was involved. But yeah, very very hungover the next day. It was not a fun time. It's not a fun time, especially since it was so hot. It was so hot. But yeah. So oh no, wait, did I say Saturday? No, that was last Friday. It was two Fridays ago. Whatever. But had a great time there. Met some listeners there, and I think most of them were probably there because Luke was there. But anyway, it made me feel special. And we got a couple emails too from a couple people. Let's see, Dustin and Justin. And I know that totally sounds fake, like I made that up. But you know what? I think I'd like to think of myself as a little bit more creative. I could come up with better names. Two better names than Dustin and Justin, right? To make up some fake emails. Anyway, these guys, I met them. It was a pleasure meeting these guys. They were listeners to the Stack of Dimes podcast, and of course Luke's podcast, TVTL. And you know, I was on the prowl, man. I was on the prowl. I was on the podcast prowl. I had cards with me and everything, and I was handing them out left and right to people that had never heard of the show. That's what I do. That's what I do. It's really grassroots, guys. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah, I got this email. This one from Dustin says, "Hi, you might remember me from the Mandarin Gate Friday night, but as Dustin probably knows, I was in no shape to really remember anybody. But luckily, he he explains who he was in the next sentence here. My name is Dustin, and I was wearing a shirt with the name Dustin on it just to clear any confusion. I do remember that. I do. I swear to God. At that time, while I had heard you on the Stack of Dimes from time to time, I had not actually listened to your podcast. Well, that, sir, has changed. You gave me your card, and on the drive home, I downloaded several episodes of the show. I, of course, started with the Camaro Kev episode, but continued to listen to about five more just in the past 2 days. I really dig the show. I especially enjoyed I especially enjoyed the Comic-Con episode. At no point did you go for the cheap, oh, you're a nerd who lives at home in his parents' basement kind of jokes. From all the episodes I've listened to so far, you take all your subjects of the interview seriously, while still having a good time. Anyways, just wanted to say, keep up the good job. You found a new listener, Dustin. Well, thank you, sir. Dustin, you are you're a gentleman and a scholar, sir. Well written, and sorry, I'm having trouble reading because I am enjoying some Dimitri's Bloody Mary right now. This is good stuff, guys. These guys, before we get to the next email, these guys are fantastic. Make all this pre-made Bloody Mary seasoning. That you just buy it online, Dimitri's.com. Go check it out, and you just mix it with you know, your vodka and your tomato juice. And man, I'll tell you what, it doesn't get much better than this. You can get real spicy stuff, or you can go for the original recipe. I'm a spicy man myself, and it's just fantastic. They also sell these awesome pepperoni straws, which are just great garnish. You know. Who thought of that? Who is the genius who thought of a pepperoni straw? That stuff is amazing. Plus, they've also got these Blazes beans, these real hot, peppery, pickled string beans, which are just real good in there as well. So everything's there. Everything's there for you. You can make the best Bloody Mary at home now for super cheap and super easy. So go to Dimitri's.com, check them out. And they're nice enough to send us a bunch of stuff that we can now feed to ourselves and feed to our upcoming guests, if anybody will ever come on the show ever again. That remains to be seen. Anyway, let's get to this next email. This one, let's see, we just read the one from Dustin, right? Yeah, this one's from Justin. I swear to God, I did not make this up. It's too perfect to make up, right? Justin says, I was the guy you bought the tequila shot at the Mandarin Gate on Friday. I just finished the show with Thunder and Macklemore and just wanted to send you a positive email and let you know you've got a new listener. Keep up the good work, Justin. Well, thank you, sir. You are also a gentleman and a scholar. Remember, you can email us at aaron@air-raid.net and, go to iTunes. Dustin and Justin, go to iTunes, guys. Give us a rating on there because that definitely helps us out in continuing to get guests on the show. Although I realize that there is no guest this week. So anyway. Oh man, should we go to our first musical break? Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a break from this train wreck and go with let's see. This is I've been listening to a lot of these guys on my commute lately. I can't get this one song out of my head. This is we're going to be featuring music by the Dead Trees. You know, these guys, I just looked them up because I thought they were still together, but they're not. So, there. Anyway, you can go find their stuff at Dead Trees, thedeadtrees.com. Fantastic band, and I don't know why they're not still around because, I mean, this is some really good stuff. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I know that you've probably heard this song before. It's called OK Stand By off of their album called King of Rosa. And let's see. Here's the song, and when we get back, we'll have more with me, Aaron, all by myself on the Air Raid Podcast, episode 108. All right, stay with us. Are back. I hope you enjoyed that. That was OK Stand By by the Dead Trees off of their album King of Rosa, which came out quite some years ago. Anyway, the latest I heard on these guys is that they've got a new project called Skaters, which I have yet to check out. But that was a couple years ago as well, so I don't know. I haven't heard any of that, I don't think. But might be worth the check out. I mean, the Dead Trees, they were a fantastic band. So, go check them out, thedeadtrees.com. Welcome back to the Air Raid Podcast. As you know, we're doing a solo show today. We're doing a solo show for this week, so it's probably not going to be too long. But, I wanted to put something out there, you know, so we didn't just lose all of you guys. But, being all by myself, a little weird sometimes. A little weird. See if we can make it weirder.
Don't wanna be all by myself anymore. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore.
Boy, I should. You guys think I should start singing this at karaoke? I'm pretty good. Sounds like I am anyway, right? Yeah, all by myself this week. All by myself. Coming up in future episode, I think next week's episode going to be featuring a very, very funny man, Emmett Montgomery. He's a local Seattle guy. And he is fantastically weird and awesome. Just a super, super great dude. And, he's got a very, I would call him brilliant. I literally would call this guy brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to talking with him. He's actually coming over tomorrow night, and, hopefully he doesn't sweat to death in this hot box we call the dining room studios. But, anyway, he's going to be on next week's episode. So make sure you guys tune in for that. This weekend has been full of drunken antics and weird stuff. Let's see. We kicked off this weekend, Mairead and I did, by going to a very beautiful wedding, for two, good friends of ours, Ryan and Christine. So, if you guys are listening to this, congratulations, guys. Beautiful wedding. Thank you so much for having us. It was there in the Four Seasons. But unbeknownst to us, the Four Seasons changed locations about 5 years ago. So we were, you know, and for those of you with kids, you know that sometimes, especially on a weekday night when you're getting home from work and then you have some sort of like obligation to go to where you have to dress up and everything like that, you're always going to run late. Now, most of the time, it's not me who does the late running. It's Mairead, which is fine. She's got a lot more to take care of than I do, right? I mean, she's got the hair, she's got the makeup, everything like that. Of course, she doesn't need any of that because she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous all by herself. Should I play that music again? Nah, we won't do that. So I was running a little bit late. You know, I had to come straight from work to home, get the suit on and everything like that, and take a shower and do that whole thing. So we were running a little bit late. We make it to downtown and we make it to what is it? The Fairmount Olympic, right? Because apparently that used to be, or that's where we thought the wedding was. And we're running super late at this point, and we park the car in a parking garage, run over to the hotel. And we're like, well, where is it? What room is it in? So we go and we talk to reception, and she comes back to us about 5 minutes later, and she goes, "Are you guys sure this isn't at the Four Seasons down on First and Union?" Now that's a good seven blocks away from where we were at, and so by this time the wedding was supposed to be starting, so Mairead is just beside herself. She's freaking out. So she just takes off running. Well, I'm wearing these like duck shoes. You know, if you're a guy, you'll understand this. These dress shoes, I don't wear these things all the time. So they're never really broken in. They've never really gotten broken in, even though I've owned them for like 6 years now. So I can't run in these things for fear of just turning my feet into one giant blister. And so I just kind of hang back. I was like, look, I'm going to be late anyway. Why not just hang back? You run in your high heels. You destroy your feet, honey. I'm going to hang back and soak in the sun in my suit. Look like an important person walking in downtown Seattle, which I did. So Mairead goes running off. She makes it down to the wedding. I finally make it down there, walk into the hotel, walk upstairs. And you know what? Still on time. The wedding was late. And we sat there. We sat there for like 10, 15 minutes before the ceremony started. Done and done, people. I didn't have, you know what? I was pretty proud of myself. Because usually I'm the guy that's freaking out at that kind of stuff. So we made it to the wedding. We had this awesome view. You know, Seattle, the waterfront has this new, what is it called? A Ferris wheel, a brand new Ferris wheel, this giant thing, down on the waterfront. And it's actually pretty cool. Although I was very skeptical about this thing, when it was first going in, but it was a beautiful day. And, the Four Seasons looks straight out on Puget Sound. We had a view of the carousel or the Ferris wheel. And the Olympic Mountain Range. Met some great people from Chicago, which were there. Beautiful wedding and great food. Oh man, it was such good food and free bar with real good bourbon. Can't remember what types because I just can't. Don't ask me that. But it was real good. It was real good. But then we had to kind of take off a little bit early because we also had a family reunion up at the lake, Lake Bosworth. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you probably have heard me talk about Lake Bosworth. My family owns a little cabin up there, and it's just a fantastic place, man. And on a sunny day, you cannot beat Lake Bosworth because that water is just so inviting. It's just wonderful. But anyway, we go up there. There's a big family to do, you know. There's a lot of food and everything like that. So once again, my diet is destroyed. Have I talked about that? Yeah, started a new diet, Weight Watchers. Been doing pretty well, except for every frickin' weekend, we've got something to do during the summer, and it just destroys everything, right? Does that happen to you guys too? Please, will you email me if that happens to you so I feel better about myself? Because this has got me pretty down. To tell you the truth, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like I'll inching closer and closer throughout the week. I'm inching closer and closer to, you know, 100 to the 180 range, you know, well, not that low, maybe 189. Let's say 189. Okay. I'm inching closer and closer to 189. And then the weekend shows up and I'm screwed. Drives me crazy. Maybe I need to quit drinking so much alcohol, which is now kind of in the front of my mind after this family reunion that we had yesterday, which I thought, you know, I took my shirt off, realized I was the palest white person in my family. And I said to myself, after about a half a bottle of Jameson, I said to myself, you know what, screw the sunscreen because I need some color. Now there's a couple flaws with this plan, right? If you're super white to begin with, not a great idea. Not a great idea at all. Boy, I really screwed myself on this one. And then if you're super white to begin with, of course you're going to burn way easier, right? So I should have at least, you know, had some like 15 on or something like that. See, I always go into these things because I used to be tan all the time because I used to live over on the east side of the Cascades where it's nice and sunny during the summer. Spend a lot of time out in the sun. But now I don't take my shirt off too much. It's a mess down there. Nobody wants to see that. So I just get whiter and whiter. You can pretty much see through my skin. It's disgusting. Well, you can't now because it's red. It's red as a lobster. I really got burnt yesterday, guys, and it's just radiating heat right now. It's just like, it's making my ears sweat. I can feel it just come up on me. Oh, man. Now, second flaw with this plan is that I had already been drinking quite a bit. Not a good thing. Not a good thing, right? Yeah, so, throughout the day yesterday, let's see what happened. I went to go, you know, bite my nail. I felt that there was something underneath my nail, so I was going to go bite it out, right? Get it out with my teeth. And it was a splinter, and it basically shoved it underneath my my fingernail, my left pointer finger. So that happened. That hurt real bad. But I eventually kind of just forgot about that yesterday. Then, got the sunburn. So as red can be. And then running off the dock, I was jumping on this floaty toy. And I think I may have broken a bone in my foot. Seriously. Is it time to cut down on the drink? I think it might be. And you know what? Mairead would agree with you. I think. I don't know if I made quite an ass out of myself. I mean, I lost a lot of things happened yesterday. Lost my sandals, which a family member found today and texted me a picture of them. And then also lost my cousin's sunglasses in the bottom of the lake, which happens every time I go up there. Is this sad? This is sad. Have another drink of Bloody Mary. It's a great Yeah. Dimitri's rethinking sending me a whole bunch of that stuff, right? Oh boy. Okay, let's go to our second musical break here. We are featuring tunes by the Dead Trees today. This one's called Killer and Me off of their album King of Rosa. And when we get back, we'll have more of the Air Raid podcast for your ears with me, Aaron, all by myself this week. Hope you guys enjoy it. Be back in a moment.
Stuck under.
We are back. That was Killer and Me by the Dead Trees off of their album, their excellent album, King of Rosa. Go check them out, deadtrees.com. Excellent band. Apparently not around anymore. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from the website and their Facebook page and all that good stuff. But you know what? Show them some love. Show them some love anyway. Everybody loves love, don't they? That's what I hear anyway. That's what I hear. Maybe if I stopped drinking so much, I'd understand. Oh, no. I'm kind of blowing it out of proportion, right? I am. I think a little bit. But yeah, it was a little bit too much. I think it was the combination of sunshine and whiskey and a lot of food probably didn't help too much with me yesterday at the lake. You remember that story, right? Yeah. Last day of the Olympics today. Last day of the Olympics. I watched a ton of Olympics these last 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks? Yeah, it was 2 weeks. I'm not a big sports guy. I mean, when football comes around, I love watching the Seahawks here in Seattle. Sometimes I'll watch the occasional soccer match with the Sounders, because they're always fun. They're always fun to watch. But yeah, I'm not a huge sports guy. Now I did hear, you know, Luke is a big sports guy. And he said to me a couple weekends ago that the Olympics is for people who don't like real sports. Now, I beg to differ. There's a lot of real athleticism, this is like real athleticism. To me, this is real athleticism, especially like gymnastics, swimming, things like that. I mean, these people are going to competitions all the time throughout the year, right? It's not just the Olympics every 4 years. They're training every day. They don't get any breaks. No breaks whatsoever. And most of these people are kids, right? Which is the craziest part. I mean, some of these kids, the divers, like there were some divers in there that were like maybe 15 years old or something. I think one of the British divers was like 15 years old. Just mind-blowing. And these people are constantly training, doing a lot of weight training. I mean, they train like a football player. They train like a basketball player. They lift weights, even if their thing has nothing to do with you know, weightlifting or anything where they really need to pick up a giant tire or something like that, right? But it's you know, nonetheless, very impressive. And I'll tell you what, a lot of great-looking butts out on those fields and in those pools. You guys notice this? A lot of butt shots too. And I don't know if that's just like, you know, American news culture and how we focus on kind of the sexiness of it, you know, a little bit too much. And I heard, you know, that was a thing on the news too that they were talking about. I think it might have been the local news, but it seems like there were a lot of butt shots in the Olympics this go-around. I wonder if you guys agree with me on that. Email me, aaron@air-raid.net. That's A-A-R-O-N, because I'd love to hear from you guys, especially if you watched a whole bunch of the Olympics too. I was just super impressed, and I was enthralled with it, man. I was enthralled with it. But one thing I did start thinking about, besides all the butts, which I thought about quite a bit, is that, you know, they do these medal counts, and I was wondering if they do these in other countries as well. I know we have some listeners out in other countries. We've got some listeners over in Poland and Sweden, in Great Britain, and South America. Will you guys email me? Tell me if you guys do the same thing, because here in America, they keep count of all the medals, right? And that in itself becomes a competition as well. Like, what country has the most medals? I'm sure they do this in every country. But it made me feel bad for, like, countries like Uganda or, you know, things like that, where really they only have kind of some track and field guys. They're not, you know, they may not have a soccer team, or they may not have a basketball team or softball, Is softball still in the Olympics? I can't remember. But you know, may not have some swimmers or anything like that. Like, wouldn't it feel kind of shitty if you're watching the news and you see, like, a country like America is touting that, oh, we've got, you know, 30 gold medals and 80 silver because we've got so many people in the games. Unlike your country who has 5. So there's no possible way that you could win the medal count. Isn't that kind of that's a little bit shitty, right? At the same time, though, I'm still like rooting for us. You know? Oh God, is that just the American in me, right? Hate thyself and then but still cheer thyself on. I think that's written in the Bible. I think. Anyway. But yeah. Did have a great time watching the Olympics. Now, this you guys probably saw all the swimming stuff. Ryan Lochte is this guy, medal winner for the U.S. Very good swimmer on the U.S. team. And this video surfaced of a bunch of clips of different interviews that he has done throughout his career. And he just seems like the dumbest person ever. I mean, it's pretty retarded. And maybe I know that everybody's probably seen this by now because, of course, this is like 2 weeks after this thing came out, and everybody was posting it on Facebook. But we'll post a link on the blog, the little blurb, the show blurb, at our website air-raid.net. But yeah, if you haven't seen this, you should really go and watch this because it's pretty amazing what comes out of this guy's mouth. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Actually, let's play a bit of this. I mean, what else are we gonna do? What else are we gonna do? Play that "All by Myself" song again? Not likely. All right, here's this thing with Ryan Lochte. Great swimmer, terrible interview.
I mean, the reason why I love swimming is because racing.
What defines me? Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, kind of stay under the profile, under the radar.
I didn't do that bad at World Championships.
I bet Lochte knows how to have some fun.
Oh, that's for sure.
7 times 4.
21.
What I was always good at was
21?
Letting things go
21?
Through, like, through one ear, out the other, so to say. But I mean, that's just, whether it's life or there's swimming, always do your best.
I can't wait until I'm done swimming, then I can go to the market to do a little shopping.
I think.
Oh my God. Seriously. Jeez. I mean, you gotta take into account that this guy, right? I mean, he's just training all the time, just training. There probably wasn't a lot of focus on school during his life, his young life, right? I mean, oh boy, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Anyway, go and check this. Type in "Ryan Lochte is terrible at interviews" in YouTube and check this video out. It's pretty. Pretty great. It is pretty great. Well, guys, I haven't got much more in me here. I've had a great time talking with you this week. I'm glad that I kind of pushed myself to do this because if I didn't, there wouldn't be this, right? I'm going to listen back to this and just be totally embarrassed. Totally embarrassed. Anyway. Check out our new sponsor, Dimitri's Bloody Mary Seasoning, Dimitri's.com. Check that out. These guys are great. And they sent us a whole box of stuff, man. And it's pretty rad. Pretty rad. So thanks to them for sponsoring the next two shows. And let's see. Thanks to you guys for listening. So we're going to be, let's see, next week. Emmett Montgomery, comedian Emmett Montgomery, is going to be joining us on the show. So please don't miss that. And then, let's see, Oh, maybe I shouldn't. I'm not gonna bump her. Who's coming up after that? Because then I'm gonna hate myself if it doesn't happen, and it's just gonna be annoying. So never mind. Just disregard that last statement. Anyway, we are featuring music by the band The Dead Trees this week. This song's called Reina, off of their album What Wave, and you can find that at thedeadtrees.com or wherever CDs and records are sold, if those are still sold. I'm not too sure on that. Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. And please remember, go to iTunes, rate and review the show, or, you know, just rate it. It's a good thing, and it helps us out in the long run. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at AirRaidNet, and I've been posting some stuff on there. And we even got on, like, Tweets of the Week at City Arts Magazine last week, which was pretty cool. I was pretty happy about that. So, go check that out, at Air Raid Net. Also, on Facebook, just type in Air Raid Net, airraid.net, into the handy search bar there, and you'll find it. All right, guys, thanks again for listening. This is The Dead Trees. The song is called Reina, off of their album What Wave, and we will be back next week with Emmett Montgomery. So listen to that, please. Have a good week, everybody. Like she said that she would. She used to have a taste of the gold. They said she had to go.